KCRW sponsors include Make It Universal and Rotten Tomatoes, presenting Scene on Screen with Jacqueline Coley, a brand new podcast about the people at NBC Universal and the movies that define them. Available wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
I'm Joe Morgenstern, the film critic of The Wall Street Journal. The safest thing you could say about Django Unchained is that it finds Quentin Tarantino hurtling over the top yet again, juxtaposing the horrors of slavery with an absurdist horse opera plot that quotes from all sorts of movies, including his own. Yet the film doesn't play it safe, so neither will I. Instead, I'll say that it finds Tarantino perched improbably but securely on the top of a production that's wildly extravagant, ferociously violent, ludicrously lurid, and outrageously entertaining, yet also, remarkably, very much about the lunacy of racism. Jamie Foxx's Django, a slave on a southern chain gang 2 years before the Civil War. At first, Django doesn't have much to do but be chained and smolder with rage. Eventually, that changes with a vengeance when revenge becomes the pivot of the plot. The star of the movie's early stretches is Christoph Waltz. He plays Dr. King Schultz, a bounty hunter who travels the country in the guise of a dentist, which he once was, until he figured out how to make the big bucks. Now, Waltz is doing a tone-for-tone reprise of Colonel Hans Landa. That's the monstrous Nazi he played in Tarantino's Inglourious Basterds. Just as Landa did the gleefully predatory Schultz uses fancy language in presenting himself as the soul of sweet reason. He's courtly and cheerful, except when he's being cheerfully bestial. Still, it's good to see Waltz doing his act again. His elegant whimsy is one of the wonders of the acting world. What turns an almost one-man show into an increasingly tense track-down and revenge thriller is a bargain struck between bounty hunter and slave. Schultz will buy Django, unchain him, and eventually set him free if Django will become Schultz's deputy and use his hard-won knowledge of the countryside to help him find three particularly murderous and potentially lucrative brothers. The deal takes the two hunters to a notorious plantation called Candyland and takes the story into a wickedly astute parody of antebellum drama with all of its lace and grace and happy slaves. This place is owned by a pretentious fool named Calvin Candy, played by a deliciously expansive Leonardo DiCaprio, but it's run by a fatefully shrewd house slave named Stephen. He's played by Samuel L. Jackson with surreal jubilance and deadly precision, which is a huge achievement in a relatively small role. The deal also sets up the movie's most intriguing invention, the revelation that Candyland's slaves include Django's long-lost wife, a German-speaking beauty named Broomhilda, played by Kerry Washington. Django Unchained has not one but two blowout endings. It's too long, and it's too blood-bespattered for some tastes. Yet the seriously crazed comedy is also a crazily serious disquisition on enslavement and how it's been portrayed over the years and decades by slaves to Hollywood. I'm Joe Morgenstern. I'll be back on KCRW in a couple of weeks with more reviews.
KCRW sponsors include Make It Universal and Rotten Tomatoes, presenting Scene on Screen with Jacqueline Coley, a brand new podcast about the people at NBC Universal and the movies that define them. Available wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.